say goodbye to our colleagues at the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Tina Ritchie. It's 20 past five on Saturday, November the 2nd. Our studio manager this morning is Sharmini Ashton-Griffiths. In a moment, Sarah Keith Lucas will be here with the shipping forecast. And then, as usual, we'll have a full roundup of this morning's news, sport and weather in News Briefing. But first, tension is building.
America Decides with Roz Atkins and Nuala McGovern.
We are going to take you to the United States on a momentous night, a moment in history.
Live coverage of the 2024 US presidential election as results are declared.
It's definitely going to be exciting.
We're going to get the first real indications who the next president's going to be.
It's going to be dramatic.
And of course, that affects us all.
America Decides.
Throughout next Tuesday night from 10.
I'm looking forward to seeing how this night plays out.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, for the first time this morning, we're off to the Weather Centre and we say hello to Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Tina. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 2nd of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High 40s, 1031, expected Poland 1034 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low 1001, expected Norwegian Sea 1002 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0. Variable 4 or less, becoming southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain moderate or good. South at 0. Northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Rain moderate or good. East 40s. Variable 4 or less, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6. Drizzle, moderate or good. West 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 4 or less at first in East Dogger. Mainly fair. Good. Fisher. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7. Drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight. Northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Humber. Northeast, veering southeast 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5, veering southeast 3 or 4. Drizzle. Moderate or good. Biscay. Northeast, veering east 3 to 5. Drizzle. Fog patches. Good. Occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast 3 to 5. Drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. South or southeast 2 to 4. Drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Southeast 3 to 5. Drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest 4 to 6, but 3 to 5 in Malin. Drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Bailey. Southwest 5 to 7. Drizzle. Good. Occasionally poor. Fair Isle. South 4 to 6. Veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain. Good. Occasionally moderate. Faroes. Southeast 6 to gale 8. Veering southwest 6 or 7. Decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain. Good. Occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Decreasing 3 to 5. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by south 3. Recent drizzle 35 miles, 1027, steady. Stornoway. South 3, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick. South by east, 3. 30 miles. 1,029, falling slowly. Lucas. East-southeast, 2. Drizzle, 1,800 metres. 1,030, falling slowly. Bridlington. East, 2. 1,030, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by south, 2. 5 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 5 miles, 1,028. Jersey. East, 2. 7 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East, 4. 1,027. Scilly Automatic. East by north, 3. 12 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Valentia. Southeast by south, 2. 19 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Ronaldsway. Southeast by south, 2. 24 miles, 1,029, steady. Malinhead. South, 3. 13 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure over the North Sea will drift away southeast, with strong southerly or southwesterly winds developing over northern Scotland for a time today. Elsewhere, the winds will remain light, with some light drizzle at times, and the high will continue to extend a ridge over the British Isles tomorrow and into Monday, maintaining the settled conditions. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming confined to the north. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast, 3 to 5, veering south, 4 to 6, then southwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 3 or 4, veering south or southwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 3 or 4, veering easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Northeasterly 3 or 4, veering easterly 3 to 5. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 or 4, veering east 4 or 5, then southeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, veering southeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. South or southeast, 3 or 4, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, only patchy light drizzle. Good, possibly moderate in any drizzle. Loch Fall to Carlingford Lock. South or southwest, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 3 to 5. Drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. South 4 or 5. Increasing 6 or 7. Veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Sarah, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 2nd of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. Hundreds more troops are being sent to Spain's eastern region of Valencia to help emergency services struggling to respond to the flooding. The US presidential candidates have been holding rallies just miles apart as they go into the last 3 days before the election. And in sport, Manchester United get their man, but the new manager isn't taking charge quite yet. Spain is deploying hundreds of additional troops to the region of Valencia, where emergency services have struggled to respond to devastating floods. More than 200 people are known to have died so far, and dozens of others are unaccounted for. The floodwaters have overturned vehicles, swept bridges away and covered towns in mud. Colin Stone lives about 15 miles from the city of Valencia. He says emergency services are struggling to reach cut-off communities.
The next town to us, which is Chiva, they haven't even been able to get into the town yet. The sheer wall of cars piled and piled on top of each other and boulders and rubble. The emergency services are having to go through every car. They're not expecting to find survivors. Each time they open a car, it pours out water, it pours out bodies.
With 3 days to go before the US presidential election, the candidates have been campaigning in key swing states. Kamala Harris has been at a rally in Wisconsin, trying to win over voters on the economy. She also attacked Mr. Trump's conduct in office.
Just imagine on January 20th, because if he is elected, if Donald Trump is elected, he's going to be sitting in that Oval Office stewing over his enemies list. Because he spends full time plotting revenge and retribution.
Mr. Trump urged Arab Americans in Michigan to back him before he too then went to Wisconsin. The veteran pollster Charles Franklin says it's impossible to predict who will win the state.
The key thing we've seen all year long is that people rate the economy as the most important problem, and they say Trump will do a better job than Harris by about 10 percentage points in this final poll. Second top issue is abortion policy, which favors Harris considerably. And the third is immigration and the southern border, which favors Trump.
The Conservatives will announce their new leader this morning. Party members have been choosing between Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick. The former Home Secretary, James Cleverly, has said he will not accept a frontbench role under the new Conservative leader. Mr. Cleverly was the last candidate knocked out in voting by MPs. He told the Financial Times he'd been liberated after 16 years on the front line of politics. Humberside police say they believe a 13-year-old girl who was found with stab wounds near Hull yesterday morning knew her attackers. She's being treated in hospital for what had been described